This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a historic day at the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota, so guess where we're broadcasting from today on What's on Your Mind? Any guesses,
North Dakota?
Tom, Manny?
North Dakota?
North Dakota, you're doing good so far. Manny, any additional information beyond North Dakota? Big place, big state.
I have inside information, so I don't dare, divulge
you
that.
Reveal. That'd be cheating. And Manny's ignoring us. Probably already busy answering the telephones. Our fine listeners
He's
can't
probably
wait
grabbing
to,
his map.
Can't wait to call the program.
What's going on now?
The map. I said
it's like 13 things at once right now.
13? Yeah, come on now. Step it up here. That's
do
a 14. Speech dozen.
Yeah. Add a 14th to your list. Welcome to radio.
Yeah, exactly.
What I said was it's a historic day at the North Dakota State Capitol. Any guesses on where we're broadcasting from today?
That would be at the North Dakota State Capitol in Bismarck.
One smart dude we have, ladies and gentlemen, engineering this program. There you go. Give it up for Manny. Wow, we're exactly right. That's where we're at today because it's where the news is at. So glad to be here. We're broadcasting actually from, I think they call this the Legislative Media Room now. It's kind of where they hold the press conferences and a busy room during the legislative session, which, of course, will be cranking up in a matter of days for sure. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. You got Manny answering your calls when you call. You tell us what's on your mind and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and we put you on the radio. We'll put you on the radio really quick, like first in line if it's, you tell us you're calling from a place that we've never heard from before because we love hearing from new places. We love your hometowns, the towns you call home. So give us a call at 800-228-0550. Our producer is Matt Ravate, and he's lined up two spectacular guests today. One is our Standing Wednesday conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. He will be here at the bottom of the hour, a little bit early. We did that to accommodate the schedule of the governor of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple. We will have our final interview with Governor Dalrymple as governor today on the program. If you have questions for any of them that you would like answered, and you are adamant, you want an answer to these questions, I always suggest getting those questions in early because very often what happens, especially in the talk radio town hall, is we end up with a flood of emails, texts, calls towards the end of the segments, and then we don't get everybody in. So if you start now and think about, I want Kevin Cramer to answer this or I want Governor Dalrymple to answer that, this is the number you can call him. And this number is good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776 extension 1, okay? And to leave your message, that's 855-200-1776. Pretty important year in our nation's history, so you should be able to remember that number. Extension 1, okay? And you can text Todd. Todd instantly relays your comments to us on the program. And that is 701-226-8503. One more time, nice and slow, 701-226-8503. That's the Text Todd hotline. And you get right to us here on the program. So love hearing from you. Just a quick look back on yesterday's events at the University of Mary. Much of the program yesterday was devoted to the discussion of virtuous leadership and a new virtuous leadership award and a search process for other virtuous leaders in North Dakota. And we announced two things. One, the first recipient, someone we spoke with on the program yesterday, Jim Arthaud of MBI Energy. Jim is universally loved. I won't talk a lot about him because he doesn't like to be talked about. But I will just tell you that everyone in the oil and gas industry really recognizes his virtuous leadership. What a good quiet leader. The habitual choosing of good. Just remember that. That's what a virtuous leader is. And, so many people, I think myself included, When the word virtue comes up, you feel unworthy, right? You feel like, oh, don't please don't go there. But You choose virtue. You learn virtue. If you've been a scoundrel of a leader, all right, you know, you're somebody that just treats your people terribly. I don't know how you'd remain in business doing that in this kind of environment. You know, you need to treat your people well, or you'll be constantly doing turnover and there's costs and everything else. But say you're just, you know, you haven't done it as well as you'd like. Today you can do it better, and tomorrow even better than that. And, you know, nothing better than to see somebody take what they see as an error in their past and fix it. You know, that's inspiring. So don't be scared off by that word, and be looking for virtuous leaders, because we want to recognize them. We really do. So anyway, we announced Jim Arthaud as the first recipient of that award. McKinsey Energy Partners is partnering with the University of Mary and us on What's on Your Mind. So we're going to continue this search. When we find virtuous leaders, we're going to put them in front of students and let them chat. That's what students do now. You know, they chat online, offline, in person, over, you know, it's a chat thing. So, and the idea being mentor students, mentor tomorrow's virtuous leaders. So a wonderful day, a very wonderful day. Some great speakers. Congressman Kramer joined us at the lunch hosted by Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter at the University of Mary. And it was just a fabulous day. About 60 folks in the Harold Schaefer Leadership Center for lunch. Kevin Kramer is up talking about Jim Arthaud, and you know, you're overlooking just that beautiful landscape. And he talked about a book he's reading right now by Eric Metaxas called If You Could Keep It. It's on my bedstand too. I've not finished it, but I love Eric Metaxas. Absolutely love him. If you need a movie that will inspire you to do great things, his book Amazing Grace and the movie that was inspired by the book is phenomenal. And Kevin talked about that. His book on Wilberforce Bonhoeffer is fantastic. Amazing Grace is, of course, the story of Wilberforce. So great stories. Anyway, so Kevin's talking about If You Can Keep It, and Ben Franklin and the Republic. And as he is speaking, behind him, unbeknownst to him, an eagle swoops down right outside the glass of the Harold Schaefer Leadership Center. It was incredible. It really was an amazing day. And Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council did a great job of explaining things we tend to take for granted, and that is Jim Arthaud and his brother Jody and their team and what they built at MBI Energy. You know, they've recently sold out of that business now. MBI Energy remains a powerhouse oil field service company, but built by the Arthauds, and they kept it right there in Belfield, North Dakota. It became, you know, well-known nationwide and in many other plays, and, you know, just an incredible story. So really neat. We also announced the next virtuous leader recipient, and there will be a similar event that we'll broadcast from the University of Mary for, and that is Doug Burgum. Talk to anybody that's ever worked for Doug Burgum, and you will hear incredible stories. And I love how he talks about having built Great Plains Software, you know, a Class A company with Class B students. He has a great reverence for the good, quiet leadership of rural North Dakota. I've always appreciated that about Doug. So I think he also a very worthy recipient of that award from the folks at University of Mary, McKinsey Energy Partners, and What's on Your Mind. So it was a good day. Just wanted to tell you that. It was a good, good day. I have been picking up more and more intel about the ongoing conversations between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe leadership, political leadership, and elected leaders. There clearly is a focus that has changed on that situation by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to say, okay, we're done with the protest. That's over. Forget it. Yeah, leave. Please leave. Go. Okay, go home and focus like a laser beam on getting the regulatory process of an environmental impact statement started ASAP. They want that clock to start because it'll give them a leg up legally. So, of course, anybody that has any common sense doesn't want that to start. And so who will win, I don't know. They certainly have an ally in the Obama administration that's decided to ignore the rule of law. I do applaud Governor Dalrymple in his commentary related to being very concerned about the long-standing relationship between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the state of North Dakota. Right now, what's happened in my mind is you have a very political situation driven by a very weak leader in Dave Archimbault, who has been co-opted at his own doing. He's invited them in, these extreme environmentalists, these eco-terrorists, who are getting big bucks. Now, why we are not following the money, I don't know, and I'm going to bring that up in a minute. But I think the overall concern on behalf of the governor, who has spent a lot of years in these halls, to say, look, the damage done is, you know, this relationship has to be repaired. It absolutely does. I think that's an adult talking. That's not, you know, let's continue to fight nose to nose over the protest. Separate question. Protest has to be litigated. We got to get to the bottom of all that. There's so much to do. There's no question about it. But the bigger issue is, you know, how do you get back? And one example, a lot of news on this that I'm picking up, from sources that are very credible within Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, that the Prairie Nights Casino is in some measure of significant financial trouble, so much so some people believe out of compliance with the amount of reserves they need to hold a gaming compact. In other words, when the state says you can have a compact, you can have gaming, there are rules and minimums. And there are reports that need to be investigated, that a lot of the dollars normally in the gaming portfolio, if you will, that have been used related to the protest. Bad, bad deal. So when the governor's talking about restoring that relationship, that's what he's talking about. That's important stuff, I think. More on that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Merry Christmas to you folks. We appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall early for a Wednesday. He'll join us in the next segment for a full hour. And then Governor Jack Dalrymple on his last day in the state capitol joining us on What's On Your Mind. Let's get to some calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One last thing. What I think about this really doesn't matter, but what the constituents of the elected leaders of North Dakota feel does matter, in my mind. And that's specific to how we get to the bottom of how the truth was so difficult to find in the ongoing 100 and now 26 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. The truth was hidden. And a lot of that, in my mind, was funded by very well-organized eco-terrorist groups, extreme environmental groups. And that could be the Sierra Club, for instance. I saw a report from a year ago, just happened on this, because it popped up in my Facebook memories. I posted about it a year ago. And it talked about how Russia was funding the Sierra Club. And they do it very cute. They don't go, you know, Vladimir Putin signing a check to the Sierra Club, right? They have some shadow group here that gives the money there. Do you want your elected leaders digging into that? Should there not be an investigation? Maybe the legislature. I don't know if they have the resources for it. I guess we could ask the legislative leaders. I don't see any desire in this capital to do it. I don't understand why. To me, it seems like a law enforcement thing. You know, we've had listeners call and say, why are we not suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over this? This is a federal government total malfeasance that's caused. Why don't we sue them? I don't know. I asked the Attorney General's office. We don't get an answer. You know, I mean, same thing on the money. And I don't know why some reporter, man, if I was a reporter, that's all I would do. You'd have a Pulitzer Prize winning story. Follow the money. Is it George Soros? Is it foreign governments? Where are those dollars? I mean, I told you the story about Trent Lucy makes one trip down to the casino one day, finds four guys on a laptop, and finds out in a few minutes that they have a plan to use 200 Native American tribes around the country, shut down any development of any kind of energy all around them, completely destroy private property rights. This one conversation with some guys in laptops. You know, where do you get your money? Oh, the largest flower wholesaler in the world. He's our funder. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know. And as I say, what I think about it, I guess, doesn't matter. I'm just a guy that gives his opinions on the radio as a talk show host. But if, and I am a voter, as you are, and a constituent, and I'm just curious, do you care? Do you want the Attorney General working on it? Do you want the legislature working on it? Do you want law enforcement digging into this? I mean, does it matter? I'd want to know myself. I'm just flabbergasted by it. I don't get it. I really don't. Anyway, my thoughts. Welcome yours at 800-228-0550. Before I do anything, I have to tell you, I've been looking at a sweet ride at Puckler Chevrolet in Valley City. And we have a little deal we do on Wednesday Wheels where we find a great deal. And this one happens to be a truck from Puckler Chevrolet. Did you know they're in Valley City? Beautiful new location out there in Valley City. I know many of you know them well for their service to Bismarck over the years, but Puckler Chevrolet Buick GMC is also in Valley City. And this is a 2012 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab four-wheel drive. It is sharp. It is absolutely sharp. I love, you know, you get the great fuel economy on this. Now, if you were to buy that anywhere else, it'd be in the neighborhood of $21,000, $22,000. You know, the market price out there would bear that out. They're selling that right now for $19,400 on it. You know, maybe one of the kids needs another ride. Maybe you don't have a truck and you need a truck. I mean, great deal. So check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com. 2012 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab four-wheel drive. It is a beauty. It really is. Low miles, the whole deal. So check it out. All right, get the phones here. And Tim's traveling on the road, and we appreciate the fact that you're listening, too. Tim, what's on your mind?
Oh, my work takes me through the reservation down there and the casino and stuff on a pretty regular basis. And the last couple days, I've had lunch at the casino there, and there is absolutely no one there. It's like a ghost town. I mean, literally, no one playing the slots, and now that the majority of the protesters are disappearing, the restaurant is empty, and I was just curious if Chairman A's meeting the other night with the governor had anything to do with saving the casino and getting Highway 1806 open for that, as opposed to anything else. You know, it seems to me that that's probably the biggest thing on their agenda right now.
Well, my sources tell me that there is leadership at Standing Rock outside of the chairman, specific to knowing how important the casino is to their world financially, that are furious at Chairman Archambault for, you know, bleeding that for other, you know, uses. As I say, there's a report that they're not even in compliance right now. They have to have a minimum amount of reserves every day. And if that's, in fact, accurate and it needs to be investigated, and I'm digging into this because these are people who care about the casino, that care about the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, that care about this enterprise. They aren't critics of Dave Archambault over the protests. They're critics that, you know, their bread and butter is being ignored and the damage that has been done. So, you know, as far as whether that topic came up, I'll ask the governor when he's here. We'll try and get you an answer there, Tim.
I feel terrible for the people that work there. I don't think it's their doings, and you know they're not involved with this. And those protesters that are here, they're I mean, it's just terrible to see what it's doing to the relationship. This isn't the Standing Rock people against the state of North Dakota, and the reporting on this whole thing has been just terrible. I mean,
abysmal. And by the way, I hope we hold everybody accountable for it.
Even North Dakotans don't understand the situation that's going on down there correctly, I don't think. If they don't listen to your program, I don't think anybody understands it completely, honestly.
Well, that's a compliment that we will take and appreciate you noting that. All we've tried to do is get to the truth. I mean, it isn't as though we're trying to do anything other than, and a lot of that has been driven by my immense frustration with the lack of reporting. And with the lack of just, as I say, follow the money, some of the basic things that are going on. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the call.
And on a real quick side note about Chairman A, and I'd like to know if this is true as well. I've heard a rumor that he's building a $500,000 home in Bismarck, North Dakota, not on the Standing Rock Sioux reservation.
I think that's true. So somebody sent me the building permits for it, so I think that's true. Quite ironic, since he was suggesting a boycott of Bismarck while he was shopping at Shields, by the way. That's a human tragedy, is what that is. It's really sad, because it's just corruption that is absolutely rampant. Appreciate the call, Tim. Got to run. Gary and Steele coming up. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall 2. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
day. Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good morning. Happy holidays to everyone. I just thought I'd let you know that today, December 14th at 6:30 p.m., the CP holiday train will be in Minot downtown. It's a pretty cool looking deal. They're all dressed up in lights and flags and, play a little bit of music, and they also, collect, food for the local food bank. So it's a pretty good deal. The kids like it. The adults like it. It'd be nice and cool and, be something to see. So if you're in the area, come and take a peek. Have a good day.
What time did he say, guys? That sounds like a great idea.
6:30.
6:30 tonight. Okay. That's in Minot. And, you know, we get a press release on that every year where they're going to be. And I've always wanted to be there, and I've just never been able to make it. I saw some social media posts from some folks that were there when it was near St. Paul, and it looked like a blast. That is a neat deal that Canadian Pacific does. It really is. Pretty cool. So if you get a chance to check that out, do it. You'll absolutely love it. We're back on What's on Your Mind with State Capitol today. Our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is set to go here on the program. He's a little bit early today. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us next hour at the bottom of the hour for our final interview with him as the good governor of the great state of North Dakota. Want to thank in part our fine sponsors of PetroServe USA. I was in there the other day. And Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. I cannot resist it when they're $5.50 a pizza. It's just unbelievable. I love Pizza
Corner. I like that number, $5.50.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Cape Fire special. Exactly right. $5.50. Yeah, did you get that, Kevin?
$5.50. Very clever. This is why he's.
Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. The little turtle minis are $2.49. Now there's a Christmas treat. My mom always used to buy the turtles. That was our big deal at Christmas. So that one's pretty cool. And all day, every day, the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. The 2 cookies and the 20 ounce drink. 4 items, $4. The good folks at PetroServe USA helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, sir.
Hello, Scott. I'm going to PetroServe for lunch.
Are you ready? Take your pillow with you.
Yeah, right.
You're my pillow.
Yeah, I've got one for the car. Yeah.
All right. So full bank of calls here. Gary and Steele, Galen and Bismarck, Harold and Minot, Garrett and Bismarck, and Mike and Harwood. We're going to all of you. Let me start with asking you if you were, a week ago, We were talking about you as potentially the Secretary of Energy in the Trump administration. You were very candid about that conversation and that you told him he was going to choose, not you, what you did next. He obviously has decided that he'd like to have you either continue to serve in the U.S. House or be in the U.S. Senate. Are you disappointed?
Not really, Scott. I mean, in all honesty, if I would have served. I provided him, you know, 6 pages of thoughts and ideas on the department, and hopefully he'll pass it on to Governor Perry. But I'll tell you, I love doing what I'm doing. I love working for the people of North Dakota. As I've often said, I trust their judgment more than his in terms of how long I should have my job. So it's not disappointing. It's a great relief so that we can sort of put that one behind us and keep, you know, moving forward on the legislative goals that we have for this year.
I was disappointed just because I think you'd be a great Secretary of Energy. You obviously had a great deal of passion about what could be done and have shaped the energy thinking of the Trump administration in a big day, which remains.
Right.
So, I mean, that's there either way. But it would have been a loss for North Dakota, in all honesty, hard for you to serve North Dakota to the capacity you have when you're serving 50 states and a president. Right?
You know, it's interesting because when I watch some of the, the quote controversy, and I really use the term carefully because the media creates a controversy over everybody who's appointed, and the controversy always comes from opponents of Donald Trump. So the Sierra Club has created a controversy, for example, about Scott Pruitt for EPA, or Democrats think there's a controversy about Rex Tillerson being Secretary of State. But when I watch all of that and I think and I see the play that it gets, it's unfortunate for members, especially members of Congress, I think, or governors, to sort of shed their parochial interest back home for the greater good of the country. Now, hopefully, as statesmen, we balance those two things in our representative roles as well. But ironically and interestingly for me, I always said that the best thing to do for America's energy policy is to turn it over to North Dakota. That'd be good for the whole country, not just for the state of North Dakota. But, yeah, I like being focused on North Dakota and North Dakota issues, no question.
All right. I want to ask you about some of those appointments, including Pruitt at EPA and also your colleague in Montana for Interior. But I want to go to the calls that I've been waiting here. Gary and Steele, you're up for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hi. Hey, you know, I was thinking the other day, since Obama won't spend any help out, won't do anything to help with this protest out here, you know, what do you think of the chances when he was down at the casino that he put the wheels in motion for this protest?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't, as I think about that, and I have thought about that a lot, I think the wheels are in motion certainly by the relationships related to Standing Rock and Barack Obama's visit down there. But whether or not the wheels for this particular protest were in motion at the time, I'm not really sure. It seems to me if they were, he could have handled this so much more graciously if he'd have just ordered the Corps of Engineers to do a full-blown EIS from the very beginning, as opposed to wait for all of this to explode in their faces. Because right now, he looks weak. Certainly, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe looks very weak. Right now, they are in a they are in a very, very difficult position.
And look here, just to hear me out for a second, Gary and Kevin, it looks to me like clearly there's a tight relationship there.
Right.
That's why he was there. Jody Gillette, the sister Dave Archambault, his longest-serving policy advisor, there's a bond between Cannonball and the President of the United States, no doubt about it. On the other hand, the President has got a million things on his plate, and almost like it was sort of this gnat that was kind of bugging him, but he really didn't pay attention to it. And by the time he finally did, then it was like, okay, well, let's just say we're going to stop it, and then, you know, it kind of just a mess. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. It doesn't look that planned.
No, it doesn't, because if it was planned, I think they could have been much more successful, you know, in their goal of stopping it than they're going to be.
How important is it for that environmental impact statement process to not begin?
Yeah, good question. I've been wondering about that as well, because that's the big fear, right? That if the EIS begins, then that becomes the new legal standard. I'm not completely convinced that's the case, Scott. I mean, I think it's better if it does not begin. But let's remember that we already have federal judges that have ruled that the EA was more than adequate. And I think that's a very difficult standard to overturn. In other words, the burden of proof at this point, in my mind, at least morally, if not legally, the burden of proof that that's not adequate is now a heavy burden that's got to be borne by, in this case, the Corps of Engineers, remembering that it was the Corps of Engineers who very competently argued on the other side in court. So I think that for, again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge, but it looks to me like a reasonable judge would look at this play and go, this is shenanigans, and just dismiss it on its face.
Gary, it seems to me the poster child for drain the swamp, though, doesn't it, how the whole thing's been handled?
Oh, boy. You know what's interesting? Yeah, Gary, I think...
Just drain the swamp. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but unfortunately in this case, the Corps of Engineers really, at every level, has done exactly what they're supposed to do. And as the judge in the District of Columbia said, they went above and beyond what they're supposed to do. So you can't really blame the bureaucracy. In this case, it was clearly political intervention where it didn't belong.
And they've almost all but said that, haven't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, the core officials on the ground charged with making the rules.
Oh yeah. Even like I said, when Assistant Secretary of the Army Darcy called me to tell me about her reversal, she was less than convicted about it. And when I asked her for a legal reasoning for it, she could not provide one. When I asked her if the draft easement would be adequate for the next administration or whether they'd need a new application, she said, "Oh, I think our draft one would be adequate." I mean, she almost was suggesting that on the 20th of January, you guys can do the right thing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Gary, anything else?
Thanks. Just a thought I had, and I wanted to know if anybody else had the same thought or anything.
Yep.
So I'm good.
Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate the call. Yep. Harold in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott, Harold. Kevin. Great show. Appreciate the support for ag and oil. I do have a follow-up question to one to Scott for an investigation into the current pipeline that's leaking, or does it have a leak, and Kevin is the perfect guy to chime in. Is this company, I don't want to say their name because I don't know if the facts are right, but is this the company that a few years back the PSC let them off the hook and didn't find them when they built a pipeline without PSC approval? Is this the same company that has this leaky line?
All right, I'll answer first to your question on an investigation. I had Dave Glad on Energy Matters, who is, of course, now the co-acting administrator at the Department of Health, but has been a longtime head of the health section, and asked specifically what was going on out there, because a lot of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are going, see, we told you, this is what's going to happen if you have a pipeline. Well, it's an older pipeline. It's a gathering system. It's, by the way, regulated by the federal government, PHMSA, and so obviously it had some issues with leak detection or whatever. But that having been said, about 900 barrels have leaked, and they have about 70% of it contained within 1 mile of the spill, and believe they're going to get the rest of it cleaned up. So, pipelines leak. I don't think anybody anywhere has ever said pipelines don't ever leak. They do. Now, thankfully, they leak a lot less than other ways to transport things cause problems. And when they do leak, especially on water, you have a pretty good shot at cleaning it up. So that situation in my mind is an example. Now, I've seen some stuff about, I believe it's the True family that has that pipeline.
That's true. They own Belfuche.
Yeah, the Belfuche pipeline there. And I have heard they have a quote-unquote bad record. I asked Dave Glad if they've been, up to par and communicating and clean up, and he said everything's been as it should be in this particular situation. But do you know anything to his point about?
I don't. First of all, a couple of things. And it is a different pipeline. It's an older pipeline. I'd actually stress this. Interestingly, the pipelines that go under a river are the safest pipelines there are, because there's so much extra measure given to the security of them, because for obvious reasons, because if they fail, it's so much more consequential. It's much more difficult to get to. So there's that. The other thing, though, with regard to the True family in Belfuche, I don't know that they have a better or worse track record. I will tell you, they are a legacy family in North Dakota. The Trues are from Wyoming. That's their headquarters. And it's a family-owned business. We cited a Bakken pipeline. I remember when I was on the commission, it was the first pipeline, as I recall, that links Bakken crude to what would be the on-ramp onto the Keystone XL pipeline. But I don't know that they have a better or worse record than anybody else.
Hope that answers your question, Harold. Thank you. Galen Bismarck, Garrett Bismarck, Mike in Harwood. don't know that we've heard from Hartwood for a while, so there we go. Of that pin on the map for Hartwood coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince, I need a really, really good Christmas gift this year. Any suggestions, any ideas?
Well, I'd do a sauna because anybody can have one. You know, the thing with a hot tub, you pretty much got to own your own home. A sauna can go anywhere. I mean, you can live in an apartment. We can put one in there, and all you need is an outlet in the wall. And it is really the greatest gift of wellness you could give. They come in all sizes, all designs. As a matter of fact, we could even customize one for that special person for that special gift.
Indoor, outdoor, your decision?
Indoor, outdoor, wherever you want to put it. Now, some saunas can only be indoors, but it just depends where to put it.
And what will that gift give all year long?
It will give the gift of health and wellness. Matter of fact, it will give the gift of a stress reliever, a boosting the immune system, detoxification, sleeping better.
Put a bow on that.
Better. You got it.
Put a bow on feeling better. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Sauna headquarters, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Cramer, how do we see to it that protesters that are being paid are paying income tax on that money? Good day.
All right. Another question for you. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Channel.
First thing you'd have to do is identify the source of money so you can prove that there actually is.
Shouldn't somebody not be doing that?
Yes, they should.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever's, I suppose it could, you know, and I'm just going to think out loud. That's always dangerous, but, you know, maybe the Attorney General of the state could, maybe, I don't know if the tax department could, but somebody ought to, and maybe it's Congress, maybe we could do an oversight investigation on it, but somebody should go to these GoFundMe pages are obviously quite public, and it seems to me that they should be easily traced.
Shut them down, or, yeah, trace them,
yeah,
or whatever. But, you know, I guess that's pretty common. They use those, and that's a shadowy way to give it, because you can give it, you know.
Well, it's tax deductible. If you know, if you use somebody else's 501c3 status, it's tax deductible, and then it's, you know, then it's paid out in, who knows, small increments or cash or whatever the case might be.
The Attorney General clearly isn't interested. He sent us an email saying that he has no jurisdiction down there and that it's not his deal. You know, so I don't.
Who owns GoFundMe? Isn't that one of the big, is that a Google thing or
Yahoo
know. Thing? We should, you know, that'd be.
But
good
they're pretty clear about not allowing any funding of illegal activity. I mean, so to me, it would be an easy one to
right.
say, hey, they ought to just be shut down. These funds should not be going. You know, to these people. There's illegal activity going on. Even I think it's up to $500,000, the protester whose arm was injured. There was a GoFundMe page set up for her. It's up to, if it isn't $500,000, it's just under $500,000 now. Now, she was acting illegally.
Right.
She was, you know, illegally part of a riot and a protest, right? Now, one could argue she's handing out water, she's trying to do the right thing, whatever, but if the technical term is illegal activity, then to me, I don't know how you allow that, and certainly the dollars for the camps and what was going on in the camps and everything else. But is there a federal function there? Is this maybe a way the feds could make up for?
I suppose the IRS could do something, but considering that they behave illegally most of the time, although that should change here soon. I mean, we had a vote. You know, we referred impeachment process to the Judiciary Committee a couple of weeks ago over the IRS commissioner. So it's. Who do you turn to? You could turn to the Justice Department. Except we have an Attorney General who's more concerned about defending criminals than justice. So, you know, we need a new sheriff in the White House, which is coming soon, shortly.
But in my mind, this model is now well perfected.
Oh boy, is it ever! No,
so this is not just a North Dakota problem. This is a United States energy development problem.
Right.
Somebody needs to do something. You'd agree?
I totally agree. And that this piece that the caller's calling about should be the easy part. I mean, these, like I say, go back to these GoFundMe pages. That is just, when you consider that our IRS slow walks or denies 501c4 status or C3 status to conservative groups or Christian groups, but then they allow something like this
yeah.
without even looking into it, that's crazy.
I am going to put on my list a trip to the State Tax Department to visit with Ryan Rauschenberger.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's his responsibility, but, you know, taxes are paid to the tax department.
Yeah, so we'll, you gave me a mission today. I'm trying to do the same with the Attorney General's office, so stay tuned. Galen in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Scott, for all you do by enlightening us as to what's really going on there, because the rest of the media outlets just give us a tip of the elephant's tail on it. And a question for Congressman Kramer is, what is there specifically that we could do, both at the county, state, and national level, in tracking where the money is and holding those people accountable who are funding these illegal activities and having them pay not just the $17 million it's costing North Dakota, but for what it's costing the landowners and other people who suffered in various ways? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that, in terms of getting, you know, some sort of reciprocity to landowners and others who have suffered, you know, economically or directly, personally, property-wise, that would take a lawsuit. And maybe one should be launched. Maybe it should be, you could file a lawsuit against the Standing Rock Sioux tribe while they
Definitely.
May not be directly responsible for all of it. They, as Scott says, they did invite this. I mean, they used Earth
Yeah.
Justice as their law firm. You can't, on the one hand, say, we don't like the bad guys here, and then on the other hand, invite them in to be your law firm. And so I do think there's culpability there. I will tell you whether or not you could succeed in something like that. I'm not sure, but I think if enough people got together to file a class action lawsuit against the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, it would be a good place to start. Because what you would see in a situation like that is you'd start seeing some finger pointing, you know, because if you don't want to be liable, then you tell us who's liable.
Am I wrong to be absolutely consumed by wanting to see that done? I just think justice needs to be served here. If for no other reason, for the pure hell law enforcement has been put through these last 126 days. I mean, to me, I guess there's one argument to say, let it go, it's over, it's dying down, it's quieting down. I think we have to absolutely unearth every, turn over every rock, get to truth.
Exactly, and I think if we don't do this, pursue it. Expect it to happen again. We need to be pursuing it. That itself may hinder it from happening again.
Good points.
No, Galen makes a very important point. Here's a couple of things. First of all, let's remember that the laws were broken because one law was allowed to be broken. So once you start allowing it, not just, like I say, encouraging it, you can expect much more. We can follow up more with Galen here in a bit.
All right, more on the other side of the break. There is a situation in the parking lot at Legacy High School we're following as well in Bismarck. Law enforcement on the scene. Students and staff are safe in the building. The scene is secure. No threat to students or staff are there. The investigation continuing, so the lockdown is still in place. But that's the latest there. A lot of law enforcement on the scene.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hill here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.